This week's parsha is Parshat Vayeshev. In this week's parsha, we see a recurring theme from the beginning of Torah till almost the end of Torah. There's one thing that causes humanity to fall, and that is Lashon Hara. The serpent says Lashon Hara to Chava. Chava takes it badly about Hashem. That brings the downfall of man. In our parsha, the family of Yaakov is destroyed by the Lashon Hara that Yosef says about his siblings. Everything else that happened did not destroy the family. Esav couldn't destroy the family. Shechem violates Dinah, couldn't destroy the family. The two brothers don't listen to Yaakov, go to war, don't destroy the family. World War almost breaks out against Yaakov, doesn't destroy the family. Rachel dies, doesn't destroy the family. Reuven does something inappropriate with Bilhah, does not destroy the family. Where does the family get destroyed? With Lashon Hara. When Yosef starts speaking badly about his other brothers to the father, that's when the family is destroyed. We have to know the potency of Lashon Hara. World War cannot destroy a family the way Lashon Hara within a family can destroy a family. And that's a recurring theme. It's Yosef's Lashon Hara that brings down the family, and it's the Lashon Hara that brings down the Jewish people in the desert. What all the armies couldn't do, Lashon Hara of the 10 spies did. It's a recurring theme in Torah, the importance of watching our tongue, as we just learned from the laws of Lashon Hara.